just one halakha. In procedure, if a person walks into the Bet Knesset and he's late, and already the Sibur said Nakdishach, and he knows that, well, he's behind, let's say. So they already said Nakdishach, and he knows that he's not going to be able to finish his Amidah before the Hazan gets to Modim. He prays a slower Amidah, and he knows that his Amidah is going to still be in progress when the Hazan gets to Modim. So the law is, he should not start his Amidah, because it's a mitzvah to bow with the congregation when they say Modim. However, if he could make it to the Modim with the Hazan, then of course he's able to start his Amidah after Nakdishach and go fast and say Modim. Furthermore, let's say he makes a calculation that although he won't be in Modim, but he'll be at Magen Abraham, and you bow at Magen Abraham. So since he can calculate bowing at Magen Abraham at the same time that the Sibur is bowing at Modim, that is also a legitimate option. Now I read it in the Halakha Berura on page Pe Aleph. Im nechnas lebet hakneset ahar kedusha ויודע שלא יוכל להספיק לסיים תפילתו קודם שיגיע שתי עשו למודים, אבל יוכל להספיק להגיע לאמירת מודים עם השליח סיבור. He can make it with the Hazan to say Modim, or she yuchal lechaben shebeshat shimu sibur Modim, when the people are saying Modim, he'll be in, let's say, berachav avot lashay laasot ken shehare beota shahat shesibur mishtahavim, because when the congregation is bowing, he's also bowing with them, even though he's not saying the same item, but at least he's showing that he's bowing with the congregation.